What's up, everybody? It's your boy JT Thompson with another episode of Gym Talk. I want to come to you guys today and have a slight conversation just talking about thinking outside of the box. And not letting anyone or anything keep you inside of the box. I've had a few people inbox me and hit me up on the phone personally just to let me know, like, hey, man, you know, I listen to your show. You got a lot of great views and different things that you talk about. However, the name of your show is called Gym Talk. And I was wondering, like, you know, how come you don't really talk about dieting, supplementation, and things of that nature? I'm like, no, I definitely talk about that thing. There's episodes that I have that talk about those topics. However, Gym Talk is not just based around working out in the gym. It's about different things that coincide with getting a person to be more focused, to get in the gym, things that they need to focus on more. By doing something to help you focus may help your life out a lot better. You know, I'll give you some good examples. I needed to really focus on me mentally, spiritually, and physically. Those are the main things I wanted to work on. And when you have a mental situation you need to work out, maybe it's making better decisions, putting yourself in a better position to prosper better. I mean, these things come with your mental thought on how you look at things in life. For me to do that, I needed to do something that I can do that's going to help me focus. That one thing was going to the gym. You know, going to the gym, working out, keeping myself in shape helped me to think while I'm working out in between sets. Okay, I want to do this. I want to think better on this. You know, I want to think better when doing this. I don't want to put myself in this position to be able to hurt myself. I want to put myself in this position to better myself. And I go to the next rep or the next set. And, you know, going to the gym helped me with different parts of my life. And I'm only going off my experience of what worked for me, because what worked for me won't work for everybody. But there's a few people out there who get what I'm saying. Like, we just can't talk about eating regimens, workout exercises. We just can't talk about, you know, your macros and all these things that come with working out. That's fine, because we have episodes that talk about that. And I will have more episodes that's going to be more in-depth on talking about those subject matters. But however, there's life that we have to go through and we have to live out. And going to the gym is only 10% of that. So if we can involve ourselves in doing the 10% needed thing that we all need to do to help better our lives, then I think that's something worth talking about. You know, we can look at our presidents, and I'm gonna go a little political on you. You know, we had a lot of out of shape presidents. You know, bad health. These things affect them from thinking and putting forth legislations and passing bills that can better the people. When you have a greedy thought, when you have a greedy mindset, thought process, you make irrational decisions. When you're out of shape and you know, you got all these health issues, you're not thinking right. You're not thinking clear. That is a fact. And I know you guys are probably like, oh my God, he went political. I'm not trying to go political. I'm just using that as an example. It could be look at the preachers that we have. Some of the preachers that seem to be in shape, got themselves together, they're physically fit. They seem to think better. They seem to give you better information spiritually on what we can do and how the Bible is affected towards our everyday living. They give better illustrations of what the Bible means to our everyday way of living. You have a lot of out of shape preachers who just ramble. Oh, you can't just live your life on a diet. You gotta live life and all of that craziness. And it's like, okay, I do get that. However, people who tend to say that are people who are out of shape. I can go on and on with different examples, but it is just a fact. You know, when people don't have they stuff together physically, they tend to think irrationally. Now, however, there's a flip side to that. Some people have they stuff in shape and look great and just too conceited. They know everything and you can't tell them nothing. Now, that is a fact right there too. However, there's a flip side to it. It's called keeping a balance. You know, we want to keep in mind, we want to help people, motivate people, and inspire people. And we keep that in check and keep ourselves humbled. We can be just that, you know, we can think better. We can do things better in our lives, if that makes sense. Gym talk is not just based on what's the new workout for the day. You know, gym talk is like, hey, man, there's a new day. I woke up. What can I do better today? Well, you know what? Let's start the ritual. Let's go to the gym first. Or if you end your day with going to the gym. I know some people get off work and so tired. And the last thing they want to do is go to the gym. And some people who get off work, they're tired as heck. But guess what? They go to the gym. And you know what they say? I'm so glad I went to the gym. I was so stressed. I was so tired. But going to the gym made me feel so much better. So I bring those topics up and I talk in that manner. And I talk in that aspect and in that way of thinking, that is this more to gym talk and there's more to hitting the gym than just lifting weights. Because with a bodybuilder, we have to be stress free, and the only way you're going to be stress free is being in a comfortable, realistic environment of people who's going to help motivate you and inspire you. That's what the name of this game is helping to inspire others. Not just talk about the gym. Not just talk about what we should eat. Okay? That's my little rant for the day. I hope this helps somebody. I hope this motivates somebody. But after this episode, I'm probably going to talk about some things that you guys won't agree with. But if it's going to motivate you to prove me wrong, then guess what? Do it. Because that's what I'm here for. I'm here to help you. I'm here to motivate you, inspire you, to keep you doing something that's going to be productive to your way of life and your train of thought. All right, man. It's your boy JT Thompson, and I'm out. And I'll see you guys again.